We're back to the Neil Haley Show, simulcasted here on the Freedom from Addiction here on Libsyn, and also the Neil Haley Show on the Total Media Network. And it's Freedom for Addiction from Addiction time with Reverend Wynn Henderson. And you have a tagline you use every time now for this program, especially how you're bringing news before news comes out on the mainstream. And what is it called?
Truth Just Below the Surface.
Yes. And for our next topic later today in another interview, you really, really were the first person on podcasts or YouTube to really uncover the whole hydroxychloroquine thing. And so we'll be talking about it another time. But today's topic is really sad, that there's a significant increase of drug overdoses during the pandemic. And why is that happening?
Well, according to the overdose detection mapping application program, that's the mouthful, a federally run program that collects data from local police and hospital records, overdoses nationwide increased year over year in March by 18%, April in 29%, and in May in 42%. In Chicago alone, the Cook County medical record shows 656 overdose deaths in May. In 2019, Chicago only reported 473 deaths from the period of time from January to June. So a lot more people are accidentally killing themselves with substance abuse. Now, most of these are coming from fentanyl, which is a narcotic, and it can be up to 100 times stronger than heroin. Cynthia Sievright, the director of Vermont's Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Program, connected two dots and said preliminary data has shown a surge in overdoses the same week that the stimulus checks were received. And apparently getting those checks is a trigger for people to take drugs. To be clear, I'm not saying that everyone is taking their stimulus checks to buy drugs, but obviously this free fake money is not the end all be all to our country's problems. You remember back in the 80s, it was jokingly said that cocaine is God's way of telling you that you're making too much money. Well, it's fentanyl. Now, you can find out how you can be cured from substance abuse by going to my website, which is www.revwynhendersonmd.com. And for the limited future, I'm offering a free telephone conversation to explore your questions about substance abuse. And you can reach me at 828-508-7981. So that's what I had to tell you about as far as increasing substance abuse overdoses. And there's so much to go into, we don't have time to talk to it, but I'm just giving you a heads up.
I mean, that's terrible to know, and especially people that have got stimulus checks, a lot more research probably needs to be done on those specific things. Who does get the stimulus checks when, and if we're giving it to drug abusers, then that's really not money well spent.
No, but the government wastes a lot of money, you know, on all kinds of things. Like the IRS gave out over $1 billion, I believe the figure was, to send stimulus checks to dead people. So, you know.
Okay. Awesome. All right. That was, again, everyone needs to check out RevWynHendersonMD.com. And anything else to add?
Yeah. Also, very important, go over to my free podcast, which I talk about all kinds of things, but especially now I'm hitting hard on how to not die with COVID. 19th.
Right. Awesome. And
that's www.freedomfromaddiction.com. It'll take you right there.
Awesome. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.